This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So this season for the Pirates has been a little rough, and I know some of you out there don't want me to talk about it anymore, but I'm going to anyway. They're 57-69 right now, 12 games out of first place. Unlikely to qualify for the playoffs unless they go on a ridiculous run and other teams fall off hard, but I think there's something to appreciate about a season where the St. Louis Cardinals are in last place at this point in the season, not first, not making the playoffs. The Cardinals are in last, 55-72. You heard Joe Block say it, the Pirates have won the season series against the Cardinals. That's something to appreciate. And if the Pirates maintain a balanced pace throughout the remainder of this season, they will finish above the Cardinals for the first time since the late 90s. So there are things to appreciate about this season. Andrew McCutchen, in yesterday's game, hit his 299th career home run. And he's hitting these milestones as a Pittsburgh Pirate. And a note for the Pirates, sign him. Sign him back. Sign him back soon. Maybe as soon as the season ends. Be in talks, negotiate, get McCutchen back on the team. I feel like he should be a part of this. I'm sure several of you would agree that it would make it all that more pleasant if he continued to perform the way he has been, and he could be a part of a Pirates team that makes a playoff run. Perhaps a World Series run. Hello. I sure hope so myself. Paul Skeens making his way through the minor leagues, up in Double A now with the Altoona Curve. John Wehner said on the fan morning show with Crowley and Doran yesterday that he doesn't think Skeens is going to make the 2024 opening day roster. Still doesn't mean he couldn't pitch by the end of this year if he does well enough. So we'll see about that. But that's where the Pirates are right now. Still a lot to look forward to, still a lot to appreciate, and as sports fans, I think that it's important for us to appreciate certain things about sports and moments when we can. It's very easy to get angry with the Pirates. It's very easy to settle into the monotonous upset state because the team's not doing as well as you'd hope. But a game like last night is one to appreciate. Even a game like the beginning of the series, where the Pirates won 11-1. The Palacios brothers played against each other. That was fun to watch. The Pirates putting a beating on the Cardinals was fun to watch. The Pirates beating Adam Wainwright. It's just fun. They're proving to Adam Wainwright, hey, you don't get to live in the baseball world forever. You're getting old. We're young. We're going to get you. And they did. And they did. So, on top of that, with McCutchen on the brink of 300 career home runs, it's all very exciting. Just how you look at it. If you want to be upset about it, I mean, I guess you have a right to, but don't sit in it too much. Appreciate the little moments like that. And expect great things for next season. Now, if next season doesn't go according to plan, I might join you all in being upset. But for the time being, it's okay.